The Four Tops. Maybe I Need You Lovin' here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan. And we're talking with Mr. Sandin Speedling with the Florida Department of Health.
Yes, we are. And we're going to, you kind of tease, we're going to talk about hepatitis A. So not something I want, but don't mind talking about.
Yeah. From January the 1st of 2018 through November 2nd of 2019, there have been over 3,500 hepatitis A cases in the state of Florida. So it's a critical public health issue that the Department of Health has been addressing. Here in Bay County, we have 8 cases. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, very critical. We've taken some significant measures and steps and plans to address this issue. So, yeah, it's something that's definitely on the forefront of our minds in public mm-hmm. health.
And as a individual, what can I do?
Well, taking the vaccination is your mm-hmm. single best protection mm-hmm. from against the virus. Most of the vaccinations come in 2 doses, Tom, 6 months apart.
Yeah.
So it'd be recommended for you to complete the process mm-hmm. to get the full immunity. If you can't do that, one would be good for an individual. The reports from CDC says that if one vaccination has about 92% of effectiveness, mm-hmm. so that's good. But we would certainly encourage everyone to get both doses mm-hmm. if possible.
And where is this something you do through your physician or?
You could certainly reach out and contact your healthcare provider mm-hmm. about hepatitis A. You can certainly call the Florida Department of Health in Bay County, mm-hmm. the health department, to see if you're eligible for the free or reduced mm-hmm. Low-cost vaccine. You know, our clinic's open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. You can schedule an appointment, come in.
There on 11th Street?
Yes, sir. Okay. We have the vaccine available, 597 West 11th mm-hmm. Street is the health department. And, yeah, absolutely. We're encouraging everyone, if you are wanting to protect yourself, please do so. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, you've got the vaccine, which is your number one option to help protect yourself from contracting the disease.
Hepatitis A.
What are some other suggestions on how to care for yourself, care for others, when it comes to making sure you don't contract it, they don't contract it, and you don't spread it?
Persons, as far as an education part of it, Caleb, persons mm-hmm. that can have hepatitis A for up to 2 weeks without feeling sick, but you're spreading the virus to others, so mm-hmm. that's a concern. And symptoms, being in tune with how the symptoms come on, the onset usually start 2 to 6 weeks after the infection. And being, I think, recognizing the symptoms early on is a big plus. That stomach pain, nausea, vomiting—it's a whole laundry list of symptoms that are there. The diarrhea, the unpleasantries, no appetite, joint pain. You're feeling pale. You have that fever, that fatigue. You know mm-hmm. those. I think that's the most important thing is identifying the symptoms ahead of time. Stopping the spread of hepatitis A. Universally is washing your hands. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful prevention technique. Washing your hands in a proper way with soap and water, running water for at least 20 seconds, using alcohol-based sanitizers. That doesn't kill the virus. Alcohol-based sanitizers do not kill the hepatitis A germ. So wash your hands, wash them often, wash them thoroughly. And protect yourself.
And then wash your hands some more.
Yeah. Right, right.
And the big thing is do so before preparing food, after you've, you know, touched people mm-hmm. or public services, cough, sneeze, or, you know, use a handkerchief. Mm-hmm. Anything that comes in contact with your, you know, your mucous membranes, mm-hmm. mouth, eyes, nose, wash your hands before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And at a local level, we've vaccinated over 1,000 individuals mm-hmm. during our campaign who are at high risk. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing to be mindful of the different categories of risk of persons are in. So we can, as a health department, we continue to vaccinate. We're vaccinating on a daily basis with multiple community partners. And I'm very proud of the campaign that we've done in Bay County to keep and to reduce the spread of hepatitis A in our communities. So,
and if enough of us get vaccinated for Hep A, it pretty much will disappear as a threat. And that's just the way it works. If you, I read some numbers, you have to be somewhere in the 90 percentile rating. Was that correct?
Right.
I was reading about immunity as a species, and we need to vaccinate up in the 90 percentile. Then the diseases just don't get enough traction anywhere to really seriously spread. And we're talking off air. Why is that a big deal? Well, if you have a 5 or 6 year old and you're taking them on an airplane, and unbeknownst to you, or maybe the symptoms aren't really showing up, they have something like chickenpox. Well, you can spread the chickenpox virus to an entire airplane full of people without working at it too hard. And what about people my age? Because what that's going to, that that could very well cause us to have a an outbreak of a very terrible disease called shingles, which is basically the same virus. It is the same virus.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Tom, on that. As far as taking care of yourself and others and looking out for our public and community, that's definitely the best practice is to take the vaccine if you're able to take it, because the more people that receive the vaccine, the better off it will be for those, as we discussed earlier, that may not be able to take it.
And if you've ever had shingles, you don't want it again. I'll guarantee you that.
Absolutely
I went through that as a fairly young man. I went through a bad case of the shingles, and I couldn't imagine doing it at my age now.
My father-in-law had it. He shared with me when he went through it, and it was the worst experience he had ever experienced as a in his adult life. So,
you know, talk with your healthcare. Oh boy, howdy words. Talk with your healthcare provider about what is right for you at your age
when
and
you,
your area.
Yeah, when you do your annual exam, it's always a great time to go over your immunization record. I can't do it now. I caught it from you.
You're
is
welcome.
It, is there a vaccine for this? This is inability to speak.
It's called education.
It is. Okay. And go over this with your healthcare provider and see what he get his advice on what to become immunized to.
Great practice. Mm-hmm. That would be a great practice.
Well, we got to take a quick break and find out what our weather is going to be like from WMBB's Samantha Lucy, and then we'll be back to talk about the Bay County Tobacco Prevention Program, all here on The Mix.